Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Hey, what do you say we don't meet up at Lake Sakamakabaka for a drink set?
On WAAF.
Here's somebody who wants to know if they're going to do a good deed, should it be prefaced with the phrase, "I'm not trying to be creepy"?
I think that makes it worse because it puts it on your radar.
Oh, okay. Like it might not have been on your radar, right. and then
you're
like,
wait a minute. Bill from accounting wants to get up in this pee.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first time buyer programs, and more. Visit the cityofbostoncu.com. That's their website, cityofbostoncu.com. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. I mean, do you think that the Native Americans, when the Pilgrims asked them to the first Thanksgiving, they were questioning whether or not it was creepy? I don't think so.
That whole thing was a sandbag, right? They just tried to lure them in.
Well, no. The first Thanksgiving was great. Later on down the road, there were some issues with
that's what I'm saying. Let's be friends. Right.
That's how it is with new neighbors. When new neighbors move in for the first couple of months, they're great, and then they start to reveal, who they are. And the Pilgrims, they started to reveal who they were a couple months in. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
What's up, Michael?
Everybody, LB, you are the gravy on the bird.
Thanks, Greg.
Glad to have you back, hon.
Thanks, Dom.
Still here. Hey, listen, I'm going to be real quick. How refreshing was that to get a call from the governor like that? Like that seemed like a really sincere well-wishing, you know?
Yeah.
Last night I watched the show that you recommended, basically. It was a little late. I was dozing in and out. However, I did see my old friend, Governor Patrick, and wow. Just listening to that guy, you can see he's a bad taste in my mouth. You know?
You're talking really about, did you watch the HBO Marathon documentary? Did you cry? I mean, is it not amazing?
How could you not? From start to end, again, a lot of footage that I had never seen before. But if I could say one quick thing about that Gold Star family.
Yes.
Can you imagine that if everybody on the plane just did what the captain asked, how quickly that family would have been out of there and on their way?
Yep.
What a shame.
It is a horrible, horrible thing. So, all right, let's get to today's Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:42 a.m.
So Kanye makes a living off of using words. You only sang two songs at your last concert, you douche nozzle.
End of message.
Did Stiz put that extra audio in from that interview? There's more audio from Kanye's last interview, which is appearing on a daily basis. And this would be, let's hope that he does recover and, I'd never wish bad on any other person. But
he's not sick.
This was the final interview that he did before, of course, he was handcuffed. We now know that the reason that he was handcuffed and taken to the mental institution was he was threatening to physically hurt somebody who was at his trainer's house.
Yeah.
And so, but take a listen to this.
You mentioned, that you view yourself as an artist, and I'm curious how far you
see. I didn't mention that I view myself that way.
You are an artist.
I am. Yeah. And never worded like that. That's extremely offensive.
How do you?
No, why did you say I view myself like that? Do you not view me like that?
I totally view you as an artist.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What? I mean, really? Is there anybody who you would less like to spend 5 minutes with? I mean, it's offensive to him that he says that he views himself as an
right?
artist.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, just unbearable, that guy.
Tuesday, 8:54 a.m.
Yes, hello, Rob. Yes, I just called to say, yeah, your dad was quite the character. Yeah, yeah. Before he met your mom, we would share many three-ways together. Yes, I remember many a time he would be frolicking naked on the Kennedy compound. It was a crazy time. Free love.
End of message.
So, we learned yesterday that Rob's father had business dealings with the Kennedys.
Yeah.
Cool beans,
makes
man.
Complete
That's
sense
cool.
now.
Yeah. Now, we don't think he was a bootlegger, but it's entirely possible. I was, what'd you say? It was a land, some kind of land thing.
Land dealings. Land, import, export, whatever.
Land dealings. Many people who had dealings with Joe Kennedy that did not go well would never be seen or heard from again.
Yeah. Joe for oil.
Well, that's how they rolled back in the day, man.
I'm glad that everything turned out okay.
5:58 a.m.
With Thanksgiving tomorrow, just remember, you have to have a little dark meat, otherwise you're considered racist.
End of message.
Aww.
Danielle does not like it. She's,
I don't.
They just get the turkey breasts, and they don't do the dark meat. LB
dark
loves
meat is too stringy
the,
for me.
He loves the dark meat. Loves
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Loves it. So.
Can have mine.
Hey, listen, to each his own.
6:22 a.m.
Greg, you're talking about the squirrel that attacked a guy on a bicycle, and you said you thought it was going for the jugular? What are you talking about, man? It's a squirrel. Of course it was going for his nuts.
End of message.
Yeah. Dur.
6:38 a.m.
Hey, Greg. A lot of crap here. Greg, if it wasn't for you and the Hillman Morning Show, Thanksgiving would not be what it is today. I'd like to wish the happiest of happy Thanksgiving to you, Greg, and the Hillman Morning Show. And Lyndon, you're the giblets kid. Thank you, Greg.
End of message.
Thanks,
Bob. Thank you.
6:49 a.m.
Well, I love how all these people complain about Greg teasing, you know, what's going to happen in another hour or two on the show. Heck, I got to wait another 5 years to see if Greg Hill's tease about retirement comes true. So we were within 6 months of the first tease, seeing if that would come true. Now I got to wait another 5 years for a guy to retire. No, or not. You know, it's a tease. You know, radio tease. Keep you interested for the next 5 freaking years.
End of message.
Aww.
That was a long tease. The retirement thing was long.
Yes, it was.
Long, especially an extended tease.
6:51 a.m.
Hey, kid. Tune in at 9 o'clock for Fitzy Erna from Lamb of God. He's a good friend of mine.
End of message.
I miss my buddy Sully. I haven't seen him for a long, long time. I'm glad. Both his single albums are his
good.
Solo albums.
Solo
I mean,
albums,
yeah, they're
good stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Well, Sully will be here playing live right around 9:15, somewhere around there.
6:53 a.m.
It's not gravy, it's sauce. Gravy is made with flour. Get it right.
Oh.
End of message.
We'll let that through.
This is, I noticed you tweeted something yesterday like it's gravy.
Was it's gravy.
About, was that about the sauce gravy discussion on the show yesterday? Yeah. You're Italian.
Yeah.
Are you 100% Italian? Or
no, I'm on my mother's side, half Italian on my mother's side, and my father's side was Irish and English.
Irish and English.
Can't you tell by my very Mediterranean-looking complexion?
Your pasty white complexion?
6:53 a.m.
Octomom, 14 kids. Danielle, 14 cats.
And
no, 7 cats, 9 dogs, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Would you be able to print off that Inside the Warp female brain message about the hot tub?
The 603 one?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
That looks pretty interesting. A lot of interesting messages coming in for Inside the Warp female brain.
You know what? It's Thanksgiving. It's an interesting time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because you have to get together with families and things happen.
You got your family members that have new girlfriends. That have,
right.
You know.
This is right.
6:54 a.m.
Thanksgiving at the Goodell household.
What are you thankful for? That the Patriots got what they deserve?
You're damn right. Now hand me my deflated football knife.
End of message.
Yeah, you think that Roger Goodell hosts Thanksgiving up at the mansion in Scarborough? Or do you think they do it in New York City? I bet they all head out. I bet he heads. Well, he probably goes to a game. Is he going to go to like the? Dallas is playing, correct? Dallas plays every year.
Yeah. Well, Dallas is playing Washington in the late afternoon game.
Yeah, all right. He'll probably go. I would assume he'll go to a game. He's Roger Goodell, after all.
Do they eat like the draft? Like, Grandma, you're on the clock. Go fill your plate.
We know he's not coming to a Patriots game.
That's for sure, kid.
Not welcome at Gillette Stadium, and he doesn't want to go there. He's afraid.
6:54 a.m.
Well, congratulations to the Vegas Golden Knights. They're already leading the league in hooking.
End of match.
I will say this. They blew it on the name, but the logo's awesome. It's old school English, like, you know, slide on crazy helmet.
Like the night helmet, like, yeah.
Yeah. But I just don't, they should be the Las Vegas Knights,
right.
Which is,
no.
I mean, you know, honestly,
without the K.
Ba-dum-bum.
I got to tell you, as a social justice warrior, I'm offended for violent middle-aged people, people from the Middle Ages that are violent.
Oh, okay.
I'm offended for them. I'm not one of them.
You're a non-violent middle-aged person.
I'm offended for valiant knights everywhere. I want this mascot and this logo changed immediately. I'm wildly offended. All right, that's it when it comes to Hillmail voicemail messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.